Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, you can find the hundreds of members of our Brain Trust and what they do, archives that they've of shows that they've done with us, articles many of them have written and contributed to our library of written articles. And you can those archives, by the way, over a couple of thousand of those. You can listen to the show today, live and replayed. You can you can subscribe to my free newsletter. There's also a feature there called a Motivational Minute. It's just a little short thing you can read in a minute and just something that gets you motivated every day, and it changes every day. And there are a bunch of those up there, so check that out when you get a chance, and be sure to bookmark that page. Beverly Williams is well represented in our Brain Trust, and she's about to be even more represented than she already is, which is hard to believe, because she has something new to tell us about. But she's our good friend. She is, as I said earlier, nobody does more for home-based businesses than Beverly Williams. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back.
It's always such a pleasure to hear
there
your introduction
you
of me. It's my ego boost for the morning.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and I'm even extra proud of you, more than I usually am today, because you have news.
I do. I have received my advanced copies of the 30-Second Commute that I co-authored with Don Cooper. So it's a reality that this book is now in print.
You hold it. You're holding your baby in your hands there, aren't you?
I am. You know, it really is like giving birth to a child, and not quite as painful, but yes, it's the culmination of years and years of wanting to put out some information that I felt was different and valuable and worth people picking up this book and reading. I mean, a lot of people have written books about how to start and operate a business from home. But the 30-Second Commute has a different slant, and that is the lifestyle changes that will happen in your life when you get the joys of having your own 30-Second Commute. And this book tells you how, not only how to start the business, all the business aspects of that, but also the realities of living and working under the same roof, how to do that. And so I am very pleased that Don and I have become published authors of something that I hope will be a handy guide for people who want to start their own home-based business.
I know it will too, folks, and because I've been tracking their progress as they wrote this thing, and I'm very excited about it for you, Beverly. I'm excited about it for home-based business owners, because there are not a tremendous amount of publications out there to help home-based business owners. And I do know that this book, folks, is not written by some journalist who was hired to cover that beat. This was hired this book was written by two people who live home-based business. They are, and I don't know anybody in the world. I mean, Don's a great advocate for home-based, mm-hmm. but I don't know anybody who is more through and through home-based than Beverly Williams. And so if you are home-based and you want to read some things about maybe to not only to improve your own business, but to share some time with a couple of kindred spirits. You want to check this out. When's it going to be available, Beverly?
It should be in bookstores within the next couple of weeks. It's actually shipped from McGraw-Hill to the bookstores. So if you haven't seen it yet, you might go into your favorite bookstore and ask them when they're going to get it.
And is it on Amazon yet?
It is on Amazon.
Right.
As of 2 days ago, it was still not yet available, but you could pre-order it, and they should have their copies any day.
There it is. I see it. Yeah. Yep. And
okay.
It's right there. Okay, Bev, we're talking about 21 success tips for home-based businesses, and we talked about the business plan last time, didn't we?
No, actually, we talked about networking.
Networking, that's right. Business plan was previous to that. Did we get through with the networking?
We did, and now we're going to talk about having well-designed marketing materials.
Like brochures and things like that?
Brochures and how to decide just, But let me go back a step. I just finished teaching a class, which I do on a regular basis at the local college, called Million Dollar Marketing on a Shoestring Budget, which applies to just about every small business, but particularly to home-based businesses. And I had two home-based business owners in that class, and then several that were anything from a light manufacturer to a software developer. And they all were talking about, they were all in various stages of their startup. They brought their marketing materials in, and we sort of did a critique in the class. And what was amazing to me, not really amazing, but every time it happens, it amazes me again. That is that people look at their marketing materials. They know what they want. One man even had somebody who had designed them for him, a graphic artist, and brought them into class. And looking at them with fresh eyes, people said, well, where's this? Well, you know, this doesn't tell me. Well, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And as home-based business owners, when we sit in our own little tunnel of our house by ourselves and we're trying to develop these things on this shoestring budget, we tend to really think that we know everything we need to know about mm-hmm. how to put this together, and we spend the money and the time
and it's wrong.
To go ahead and have it printed. And it doesn't serve our needs.
And it's wrong.
And wrong.
Well, and the thing is what happens is two things, I think, come together, sadly, that I think help create that. Number one is that, as you said, we think we know what it should say.
Right.
And number two, we develop this enormous ego about mm-hmm. about what we've created.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, and the idea that of showing somebody else, knowing full well that they're going to pick it apart and find mm-hmm. something that we don't want, that kind of pain. We don't want that kind of that we don't want to be stung like that.
Yeah.
And folks,
exactly right.
Those two things together is a cocktail for failure.
It's really, really important to get other people's insight. I mean, you know, I was a desktop publisher for 8 or 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as a desktop publisher, as somebody who designed materials for other people, I could not design my own stuff. I mean, I did,
right.
But I never printed it until I'd had as many other people as possible look at it. It just simply, you cannot look at it with one pair of eyes. It's
especially
like,
your own writing, especially the things that you write,
mm-hmm.
the literal words that you are putting down. And I don't just mean, does it make sense? I'm talking about spelling. I'm talking about everything. Nobody can edit their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by, Bev. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after, we'll be right back with Beverly Williams, the author of The 30-Second Commute. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest. And ladies and gentlemen, there may be one more person who's more senior in the brain trust, meaning has been with me longer than Beverly, but that's only because they were on a day before Beverly. But nobody has been more steadfast. And Beverly was on my show the first week that I was ever on the air, 1997, and nobody has been more steadfast than she has since then to support what we do and to be available to talk about home-based business issues. Beverly's a classic example, perfect example of the profile of our Brain Trust members and how dedicated they are to what they do for you, but also the time that they give to share some ideas and hopefully help you to do a better job in your business. And Beverly, we thank you for that.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, but let me say that, you know, you deserve the accolades for this because you provide the forum for us to be able to share the information that we're so passionate about being able to share with other people through a medium that they can trust. And that's, for home-based business people a lot, the trust factor is really important. They get bombarded with, you know, mm-hmm. I've got all the information for you and it's only going to cost you $195, when it's information I'm willing to give them for free. And it's common knowledge. They just need a resource for being able to trust the information. And you provide that for small and home-based businesses. So, you know, we're here because we want to serve that public, but you give us the forum to do that. So thank
you. Well, I appreciate that. It's my pleasure. Beverly, let's get back into the collateral material, our brochures, mm-hmm. our marketing material. Would it be safe to say that there are three kinds of folks out there with regard to marketing material? The first kind don't have any. The second kind have the ones that the little trifolds that you can order out of a catalog, and uh-huh. or you can buy it, you know, one of the stores, and you're liable to see the guy in front of you with one just like it. And then the third kind are the kind where you go out and you hire somebody to create something for you from scratch, and it's printed by a nice printer, and it's really good stuff. Would it be safe to put people in those three categories?
Well, it would, except that I wouldn't quite put the same spin on some of the categories as you do. There is value to some of the lesser classes.
Now, I didn't make a moral judgment. I didn't make a moral judgment about which one was better or not. Obviously,
well,
no,
yes,
no brochure is not good. No. I was only about to say that, you know, what are your thoughts about it? I wanted to know what your thoughts are, and because sometimes you can't, you know, you just have to do what you can do.
Right, exactly, and that's my point. We talked about this a lot, and I've taught a lot of marketing classes lately for some reason, but it's an important issue, and I'm glad that there's information available for people here. The people in the first category generally will have a business card. It may be one that they've printed off their laser printer or their inkjet. And hopefully it's just sort of testing the waters to make sure that this is really the one they want before they spend the money to have a whole bunch printed.
I was like that once.
Uh-huh. So was I. I still do it occasionally. It's a run out of business cards, or there's, like, when I decided to start putting, you know, things about the book on there.
My first cards I cut with scissors because I didn't have perfect
uh-huh.
paper.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I don't want anybody to feel badly if that's what they do at this moment.
But they got to have something. They got to have something.
Yeah, they do have to have something. And so something is better than nothing. You just want to make it as best as you can at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The next level are the people, as you say, that go to the local stationery store and they see some really cool paper, or they go to Paper Direct or one of these others, and they order paper that's coordinated. Now, they like this particular style or color or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and they can get their letterhead and their envelopes and their brochures and their newsletters. All of the paper is already pre-printed, and they can just put it through their own printer at the office.
And I was like that once myself, too.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree.
Okay. Just because somebody else also has it, it just means that what's on there has to stand out from the crowd.
See, you thought I was going to disparage those people, and I'm not at all because
okay.
Because all I pointed out was that that's what happens.
Yeah,
that is one of the things. But no. The reason I'm not disparaging it, because I remember how. See, the thing about it though, Beverly, it's been when I did it, it was so long ago they were new.
Right.
I remember when they first came out. I was like their first customer.
Right. Well, that's a good point, Jim. It has been that long, hasn't it?
It has been. I remember I remember when perforation was invented.
I'm just going to bite my tongue from that one. The important thing is that people do have the ability to create some of their own things, especially if in a changing market and a changing business environment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's more important, to have that flexibility. And that's what some of the technology has given us.
Beverly, I got 30 seconds.
Okay. I think the ultimate goal is to have the nicely designed, printed by a printer, marketing materials that truly tell your story, and that's what's important. It's not mm-hmm. necessarily how they look, but what story they tell about you.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. The pre-printed stuff really kind of give you a lot of versatility in case your information changes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes that's the best way to go.
Well, on my business card right now, it says my book is going to be published in June of 2004.
So
now
it's out of date.
That.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
out of date. I can make a new
business
card.
Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's beverlywilliams.com. Beverly has an extra E. It's L-E-Y.
All right.
BeverlyWilliams.com.
Thanks, Bev. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages, 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.